Our next story is also about technology transforming poetry. I don't want to give it away, but this is about a piece of technology that is not exactly new and a poet who's using it in an unconventional way. We'll let producer Seth Jovac explain.
Before you meet Anja Seeger, let's get one thing straight. She's weird. Always has been, always will be, and she isn't afraid to admit it. Here's how she describes herself as a kid growing up outside of Milwaukee.
Because I was weird and went to a small school, I didn't really have friends. I didn't have a social life as a kid. And on the weekends, one weekend when I wasn't feeling well, I put a bunch of polka dots of green and purple and gray and red all over my face, and I just kind of rolled around on the carpet groaning.
After high school, Anja went to art school in Kansas City, got her degree, and landed what she would think is a dream job, working for a puppet theater. It sounds fun, but she was miserable.
If I'm unhappy building puppet heads, sewing puppet costumes, I do not belong in any other job if I'm miserable at a puppet theater, which is like the funnest place on earth.
So she quit, and for the next few months, she holed up in her apartment and just wrote for hours on end.
And I would just type and type and type and type and type.
She wrote poetry and worked on a novel based on the Odyssey. After a while, though, she noticed her best moments writing came when she felt someone or something outside of her was doing the work.
It was weird. It was like I almost didn't even remember writing it. I don't know if there was like some sort of spirit entering me or if it was just me connecting into the universality that creates greatness in us all, but I knew I wasn't alone.
Whatever that other thing was, Anja liked it. She even gave it a name, Not Anja. It was kind of a breakthrough for her, this alter ego to tap into for creative bursts. But it didn't solve one big problem. Anja and Not Anja were, as you can imagine, flat broke.
I had $10 in my bank account because I was just in my apartment writing all day. And I was listening to the radio and I heard a story about a guy in New York who had a typewriter and would write poetry for people. I was astonished. I thought to myself, I'm going to go out there today and I'm going to earn some money and eat dinner tonight. And I went outside into the busiest area in Kansas City, and I invented a song. I can help you to express the feelings you normally repress. Poetry for sale, $5. And at the end of the day, I ate.
Thus began Anja's new line of work, crafting what she calls prosettes, little on-the-spot poems she sells to people online or on the street. At first, she used pen and paper, but then, you know, she upgraded her technology.
The typewriter has formed me into being an instant writer. And typewriters, I feel, challenge the person to just go at it in one shot. You have one shot to get it right.
For all of these projects, Anja first spends a little time talking to customers, asking them questions, and then she listens to whatever Not Anja tells her to type. It's kind of hard to explain, but it sort of works like this.
I just focus on something. Like right now out the window, I can see the Usinger's sausage factory, and I'll just zoom in on the Usinger sign and think about how yellow it is and that font and how I can only see half the sign. I can only see the GRS, the grrr of that sign, and all of a sudden I'm growling and I'm in some other dog-like mind, you know? And then what comes next when you're a dog? Yeah.
So this actually became her job. She built a website where her illustrated typed poems go for $30 to $120 a pop. For $600, you can get one a month mailed to you. And then last year, she landed a new gig as the narrator in residence at the Pfister, downtown Milwaukee's oldest, most elegant hotel.
I think people are really nostalgic for a time when there was more ridiculousness, amok in daily life.
At the Pfister, Anja gets paid $1,000 a month to sit at a desk in their hotel lobby for at least 10 hours a week and do her thing.
I mean, the thing about what I do is it's never about what I think or what I write, even. It's about what that person is really longing to hear in themselves. I think people project onto a prosette or a poem or art, whatever it is that they need to be learning in their life at the moment. And it is not unusual for me to write a very plain poem in my mind and to hand it to that person and for them to break down and cry.
That's the poet Anja, not Anja. She's the narrator in residence at the storied Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee. Seth Jovag talked with her in the lobby